The Mystery of the Misunderstood Yeti. Once upon a time in the cozy little town of Mapleberry, the people had a very long list of detestable things. Topping that list were phone bills, electrical bills, and, of course, the slimy green spheres known as Brussels sprouts. Every time a bill came in the mail, the townspeople would groan and call it nasty names. And whenever Brussels sprouts appeared on their dinner plates, they would squinch their faces in disgust.
"Yuck!"
they would exclaim. "How detestable." However, something peculiar was about to happen that would change Mapleberry's view on what should truly be called detestable. In the shadow of Mount Frostflake lived a gentle Yeti named Yolanda. She had long snowy fur and a smile as warm as a summer's day. Yolanda loved the townsfolk, even though they spread scary tales about Yetis. One day, when Yolanda was collecting ice blossoms in her garden, she heard loud gripes coming from Mapleberry. Her heart sank. She thought, "Why should bills and Brussels sprouts be called detestable, but not me? I haven't done anything to deserve that label." Determined to prove she was not detestable, Yolanda gathered her courage and strolled into town. The people of Mapleberry were shocked. But instead of causing a ruckus, Yolanda handed out beautiful ice blossom bouquets and taught the children cool snowflake dances. The townspeople quickly realized that Yolanda, the Yeti they had feared and labeled detestable, was as delightful as a slice of warm apple pie. She showed them that things are not always what they seem, and sometimes we must look beyond our labels to see the true goodness in others. From that day on, the people of Mapleberry never called anything or anyone detestable without getting to know them first, not even those pesky phone bills. And they even gave Brussels sprouts another chance, discovering they weren't so bad after all, when roasted with a little bit of honey and love.